And the Lord thy God, according to Deuteronomy 30, verse 9, shall make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers, as he did before, so will he do again. We are saying, Lord, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands, as we serve you faithfully. Pray this prayer finally as we prepare for the word. Lord, we ask that you ensure the fruitfulness. Ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands. As we continue to serve you faithfully, Lord, you promised it. You promised it mixed with your word. You're not a man that you should lie. Lord, you're not a man that you should lie. Rabaliana Mashadai. Mekebe Abaliana Mashagada Dabayande. Rabadada Boshataya Baliana Mayande. Makabada Dabashatalian in Mayandalaba. Rapaliana Mashataya Badadaba. Mekebe Abaliana Mayande in a bay. Mako Shabalianda Laba. Rabadada Bayande in a bay. Mekebe Abaliana Shagada daba, Ayapaliana Moshe, beyond the Lamasha da Bayandi, Rigitini beyond the Lamasha Tai, Makabada da Moshe, beyond the Lava, Ragada da Bayanda Lavashaliani, Mishibia Baliana Masha Tai, Rigitini de Mosha Baliani. Give the Lord thanks for answered prayer. Give the Lord thanks for answered prayer. Give the Lord thanks for answered prayer. Rabaliani beyond the Lavasha Tai.
Privilege to be alive, to have breath, not to be bedridden in a hospital somewhere. There are people right now as we speak who are in a hospital bed somewhere. They don't even have families to be with them. Sometimes a sister can stay with you for 1 day or 2 days. After the third day, then you see that, oh, so life must continue. People must go to work. So when you have the by the grace of God, if you have the strength, you are not bedridden anywhere, stuck anywhere, but you have the strength to move about, to be at work, it is a privilege, and you need to give God the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
To see the sun rise at midday to have breath. It is only the living that can praise the Lord. Today, if you are alive, just for about 10 seconds, praise the name of the living God, our God, maker of heaven and earth, who has given us breath today. Let him know that you are grateful, that you are grateful, that you are grateful. In any way that you've not expressed gratitude meaningfully to him, say, Lord, forgive me. Today, I want to let you know that I am grateful for life. I'm grateful for strength. I'm grateful for the grace that you've granted unto my life for me to be alive to see this day. I ascribe all praise and glory to your name, in Jesus' mighty name. How to walk with God, walk by the Spirit. Today our first point is be conscious of the person of the Holy Spirit. In walking by the Spirit of God, you ought to be conscious of the person of the Spirit of God called the Holy Spirit. That's the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord. One of the seven spirits of God, the Spirit of the Lord, that being the Holy Spirit, and he's part of the Godhead. The Father, the Word, or the Son, and then the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. In John chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Please say after me, forever.
Forever.
It's a key word there, forever, not just for a season. That gone were the times before Christ came in, where the Spirit of the Lord would descend upon the prophet to prophesy. And then he would leave. That for certain assignments, you look at the King Saul. He said, when God rejected him, the Spirit of God left him. And now he was tormented by another spirit, contrary spirits. That the prophet would say that, bring me a minstrel. And as he would play, the Spirit of the Lord would come upon him to prophesy. So gone were the days that the Spirit of God would come. The Holy Spirit would descend upon his servants and then would leave. In our day, where we are now born again, not born by the flesh, but born by the Spirit of God, children of the Holy Spirit, born by the Spirit of God. You know Christ, who was the firstborn. He says that the Spirit of God came upon the Virgin Mary. So he was born by the Spirit of God. So when you become born again, you are born not of the flesh, but of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so this Spirit, the Holy Spirit, now dwells in you. And he says that he may abide with you forever. He doesn't now just come and then leave, but he abides with you forever. Say, the Holy Spirit abides in me forever.
The Holy Spirit abides in me forever.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is for the children of God. According to John 3:16, those who have believed in him, for God loved the world, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So whoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now in John 1:12, to them that believed in him, even on those who believed on his name, he gave them the power to become sons of God. So for people who are children of God, who have a relationship with God, restored back to God. So it's not for the unbeliever, the one who has not yet believed in Christ Jesus. But for everyone who has believed in Christ Jesus, accepted him to be Lord and Master over their lives. The Holy Spirit dwells in you forever. He abides with you forever. And in verse 17, it says, even the Spirit of truth. So you see one of his attributes. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. You say the world cannot what? Cannot receive him. Because they don't have any relationship there. Because it seeth him not. They can't even see him. Neither knoweth him. But ye know him. For what? He dwelleth with you. And what? Shall be in you. He shall be in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Amen.
So the Holy Spirit dwells in us as children of God. You see, there are people who change their language the moment the Holy Spirit is mentioned. Oh, we know Jesus. But as for the Holy Spirit, no. They even call him it, not even a person. They disregard the person of the Holy Spirit. They don't refer to him as a person. But here, Christ clearly makes us understand that he is a person. And that he is the one who is now abiding with us forever. If you reject the Holy Spirit, who have you rejected? Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you reject Jesus, you've rejected the Father. And so, if you say you believe in Jesus Christ, then the Holy Spirit is here for you. He's here in his name. Our second point is that revelation of truth comes by relationship with the Holy Spirit. You cannot say you believe in Jesus and yet disregard the Holy Spirit. And that is what you need to understand. You can't say that I'm a Christian and yet disregard the Holy Spirit. When it comes to the Holy Spirit, oh, no. Oh, then you hold on to Jesus. But when it comes to the Holy Spirit, no. That is not part of our doctrine. Please. You read John 15, 26. It says, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father. So you see the concept of Trinity here. Jesus mentioned three people. I, Jesus, will send unto you from who? The Father. So, he, Christ, is the one instructing the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit has to be released by the Father. The three of them work together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are people who don't, they say they are believers, but they don't believe in the Trinity. They say, oh, it's just one God, but not three persons in one. Here, Christ Jesus clearly explains it. In talking about the function of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So the Father, the Holy Spirit is coming from the Father, sent by Christ Jesus, and he will guide us into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whosoever shall hear, that shall he speak. Whatsoever he, the Holy Spirit, shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Wow. It reminds me of the scripture when Jesus was saying that whatsoever the Father says, whatever he says is what he hears from the Father. What he hears from the Father. And here he's saying clearly that it is what the Holy Spirit hears from the Father that he will show, or that he will speak and will show us things to come. Isn't this wonderful?
Yes.
That Jesus Christ has, he leaving, he said, I'll send unto you a comforter. We read the words of Jesus, And we feel so comforted by his expression of love. But he leaving says that he's not just leaving, by sending someone in his stead to us who will abide with us forever. Today, if you have never meaningfully acknowledged the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life, I am subscribing to you that you need to change your mind and understand that there's someone living inside us and he's abiding with us, and his name is the Holy Spirit, and he is the one who can guide us into all truth. Because of time, we'll have to end here. My closing statement is that to read the word of God to understand, it even takes the Holy Spirit to do so. He is the Spirit of truth. You can read the word of God and it will seem to you like a storybook. But when you give your life to Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit comes to live inside you, you will no longer read the word of God as a history book. This word we read is hidden from the eyes of many. They can't understand. They will tell you that it's a white man's book. They will tell you that this living word we read is just a philosophy and ideologies. And you can have even professors of theology who don't understand the spirit behind the word of God. So today I'm going to pray with you right now, after we sing this song of worship, that your life will be transformed by relationship with the Holy Spirit through Christ Jesus, through the Lordship of Christ Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. Before we sing, begin to thank the Lord for his word and thank the Spirit of God for revealing.
Thank you for revealing your truth to us. You are present within us and with us. Jesus, thank you.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to recognize
for not hiding this from
you,
us, but revealing unto us.
With you, Lord Jesus, you gave it
these
to us
truths,
to know. Now we know
Spirit of truth.
With it, that you are present,
we thank you.
And working effectively
we thank
in us,
you.
Lord, we say thank you.
We thank you.
We give you all the glory in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Give your life to Christ Jesus today. Just say the short word, pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for the sacrifice you made for a sinner like me. Today, I surrender my life in totality to you. Break me away from any hold over my life. I reject any former covenants I have gotten myself into, knowingly or unknowingly. And today I accept your lordship. I accept you as my savior forever and ever. Grant me your Holy Spirit to abide with me forever. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving.
Email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-0009090. God bless you for joining.
Shall we share with us the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forever. Amen. 12 PM Quantum Thursdays to come. Let's meet again at the time of encounter. Shalom.